As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
If we have a walkthrough today, I'm gonna be in doing what I can and help, whether it's a scout team or in the back end trying to help the young guys or whatever it may be. Getting workouts every day, I feel great. Some guys went down last week, and so I'm always gonna continue to put myself in position to help this team. And so if anything were to happen, then I'm going to try to give myself the best opportunity to do so.
Take us back to last Sunday. You have Cole, who is a rookie. Cam. That's right. Cam, who.
You assholes. Guys. I was walking out of here.
What is it like with you on the sidelines with a guy like Cole, who is so young and getting a start when he comes off the field, like that communication with you guys?
Yeah. I'm just trying to be as, I'm not his coach. Right. So I'm letting them do that coaching and stuff like that. So for me, I'm watching film with him and trying to get him to see the game the way I would and get close to the football. So there's a few things that, obviously he did very well in the game. Pat him on the back, young guy, good job. Keep making those plays. But at the end of the day, the plays that you didn't make, how can we get you close to the football? How can we improve? And so that's just where I'm at. And so, I was glad to see him go out there and play well and the team get the win. But we can still improve on some things, and I'm going to continue to try to help him.
You said a couple weeks ago that there's a number of weight you had to put on to be ready to go. How close are you in terms of that process?
I'm already there. I felt like after having a couple weeks of eating here in this complex, eating like a professional athlete rather than, making my own eggs and bacon at the house every morning or not eating bacon and eggs in the morning, I've already put it on and feel like I'm getting a lot stronger too. So, like I said, I'm going to put myself in position to continue to help this team and take it day by day, man. Just continue to love being around here, love being around the guys, and see what I can do to help.
You eat bacon every morning?
I do eat bacon every morning.
That's powerful.
It is.
And until
when it's free and there's a bunch up there, I'm gonna have to.
Until you came back, Cam was the most experienced DB in the room, but he's also a guy that has to play kind of everywhere. Yeah. Watch him and his growth to be at this point of his career. I mean, to see him be able to just fill in at safety like that, at a nickel corner. Mm-hmm. What's it been like for you as his teammate for so long?
I've always been proud of Cam. Cam was what I was doing in Green Bay. Yeah. So I know exactly what he's going through. He may get thrown in different positions, but he's a guy that knows the playbook, and he's kind of that glue guy within the room. And so that's how it was. So I know exactly where he's coming from with that. So I'm always proud of Cam, and he's continued to get better and better throughout the years. And he's doing it for his home city. We always joke around and say he's Buffalo born. That's Cam Lewis. I'm forever proud of him.
Josh said he's having maybe the most fun, most comfort he's had all season. I was gonna say, you haven't been here all year. You just got back. Can you tell a difference?
I can tell, even not being here, watching on TV, just his demeanor and how he approaches the game. I just feel like he's, what I was just telling Maddie over there, just like his maturation process. He's at the point now where you reach a time in your career where you just you don't really care about anything outside of what the task is and each and every game. And he's going out there and he's executing, the game plan and some. No question for me, obviously I'm a little biased, MVP season is just what he's been able to do. And from watching at home and watching on the sideline, I'm just forever amazed at what he does on the football field.
Since you said those three letters, I'll ask you, what would it mean to have the MVP here at One Bills Drive in this building?
Obviously, the Super Bowl would mean a lot more. Yeah. And I think that his drive for that is more than what he cares about for the MVP. I know that's a fact. But I think that even within, trying to chase your team goals, which is, I'll say it for guys in the league, guys want their own personal stats too. And if they deny that, that's a damn lie. And so, for him to win an MVP and bring that here to One Bills Drive, that'd be, pretty damn awesome. And I'd be extremely happy for him.
So you were at home and you heard the Bills name two captains, and Josh was one of them. Mm-hmm. What kind of statement was that?
I think it was awesome. I think it was awesome. And I didn't really know how it was going to shake out. I mean, obviously guys are leaving. Other guys are going to step up. That's just the nature of the game, nature of the business. And so to hear those two guys being named captains was pretty awesome, because I know what Josh has been able to do from when he got here until now. And he is that guy. He is that alpha male. He is that captain within the locker room. When he speaks, everybody listens. And somebody like TV, getting a starting job a couple of years ago and kind of just asserting himself in the lineup as a middle linebacker, you got to be vocal. And he's really took that job head on, and he's made plays, and he's done what he had to do each and every day. So to see those two guys, you know, I 100% agree with that decision, whoever made the decision. And so, like I said, it was cool to see them too.
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.